Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Check out tens of thousands of technical articles on our new knowledge hub on farmersjournal.ie.
Gary Digney is a personal insolvency practitioner, a PIP, and he's an accountant and he's from a farming background himself. He believes that a personal insolvency arrangement, a PIA, can be a mechanism that would allow a farmer in debt to work through their debts while still keeping the farm. Now, when I spoke to him yesterday, we began by talking about the arrival of investment funds in Ireland.
The whole investment fund, so-called vulture fund situation is very prevalent. I suppose it was born from the ECB putting pressure on Irish banks to deleverage, which meant the mainstream banks really sold these loans and non-performing loans on at a discount, typically to American investment funds. And to give a quick example, the old SEC bank, you know, approximately 1,800 farm loans and loans associated with farmers were sold. And that's just in relation to that bank alone. And of course, there's been further sales from AIB and Ulster Bank. And recently, Danske Bank has pulled out of the country. So there's a significant amount of farming loans that have been sold and are now in the hands of these different entities.
Now, it would seem as well that sentimentality and hard luck stories, they're not allowed to get in the way of these vulture funds to actually get their money in return.
Well, no. The vulture funds, or the so-called vulture funds, they have a short-term strategy in terms of recovering their debt that they've purchased. They tend not to be interested, therefore, in any long-term repayment of the debt. And the issue for farmers, I suppose, is the farmer tends to have a valuable asset in land that the fund, if they are able to sell it, will certainly make a handsome return on what they've paid for the loan in the first place. And that is, in essence, the issue for farmers is it's no longer like owing an old mainstream bank a debt where they would have been reluctant, you know, to repossess a farm or anything. You're dealing with a different entity with a different, I suppose, strategy. And that's where the danger is for farmers, unfortunately.
Aside from bad decision-making, what are other circumstances in which farmers in particular might find themselves in difficulty and maybe in difficulty outside their own hands?
You know, Damien, there's many different reasons why anyone, including farmers, get into difficulties. You know, it spans typically from, you know, ill health, perhaps a poor investment, some overhang from the financial crisis where some farmers did invest in property. You know, I see a number of cases where, you know, dairy herds were extended and new buildings put up. And then, of course, the milk price collapsed a few years ago. And the farming industry, you know, it's a cyclical industry and it's very weather dependent. And quite often there is bumps in the road. And the banks were always willing to work with farmers. It's a different story with a short-term strategy, you know, American vulture fund. You know, they don't allow for this long-term thinking or bumps in the road, so to speak.
Gary, will you tell us a little bit more about what is a PIA?
Damien, a PIA was born out of the Personal Insolvency Act. It's called a personal insolvency arrangement. You know, in my view, it should be called a personal recovery arrangement. And it's a formal restructuring tool for individuals who cannot pay their debts as and when they fall due. And effectively, it's a legal agreement between the debtor and their creditors, which importantly includes both secured and unsecured debt. And what I mean by secured debt is things like mortgages on your house or a farm loan attached to land. That's secured debt. And unsecured debt would be things like credit card debt or, you know, in the farming world, it could be monies owed to, you know, the mailman or the creamery or the local vet. So this tool allows both secured and unsecured debts to be restructured at an affordable level whilst retaining the assets.
Farmers would have solicitors, they'd have advisors, accountants, you know, and farm advisors as well. Do they need, though, a personal insolvency practitioner to actually do this work for them, or can they depend maybe on somebody that they know?
No, the PIAs are licensed by the Insolvency Service in Ireland, and only a personal insolvency practitioner can put forward a PIA. One of the first things a personal insolvency practitioner will do is assess the situation, and they can make an application to court which grants a moratorium. It's called a protective certificate, and this protective certificate is a 70-day protection, a wee bit like examinership in the corporate world. It grants protection, effectively breathing space from the creditors, to allow a proposal to be put forward. And in effect, the debt is frozen and the creditor cannot take any steps to recover or secure payment. And that's a vital, vital part of the process. And only a personal insolvency practitioner can do that. And, you know, I would certainly be highlighting today, you know, if you're in debt or if you're an advisor advising someone in debt, it's really important that you are able to access a PIP that can do that, because in the current climate, particularly with so-called vulture funds, it's very important to have that protection in order to save the asset and give the PIP a chance to construct a proposal.
So really, time is of the essence on this.
Absolutely. Time is of the essence. One of the main complaints, I suppose, I hear from farmers on a daily basis is that, you know, I get a phone call and they will say, "Gary, my land's up for sale next week. I didn't realise it was going up for sale." And the reality is, the only way of addressing that situation is to get a protective certificate. And of course, that takes time. So certainly the earlier I see someone, obviously the more options there are available. So time is very much of the essence.
And can all debt situations like this, can they be all resolved with a PIA?
Well, look, the legislation, I have to say, it is magnificent legislation, albeit very complex. It is world-leading legislation. It doesn't exist in any other country in the world that I'm aware of. A personal insolvency arrangement will address a significant number of situations, and I think that the biggest issue is there's a lack of knowledge and a lack of awareness, certainly in the farming community, that this is a potential solution for them.
And indeed, you have been helping many farm families, including one this week, in securing a PIA to save their farm. Is it palpable to you the sense of relief that these farmers in particular feel once a PIA has been put in place?
Absolutely. You know, whether it's a farmer or anyone in debt, these are highly stressful situations. You know, if we take away the reason why they were in debt, being in debt is a very stressful situation. We all know, and my father's a farmer, how important the land is to farmers in particular. And if you're faced with a situation where you are going to lose or potentially going to lose your land, it is highly stressful. And if there's a way of repaying your debt and retaining your land, certainly I think every farmer should be given that opportunity to do so. But we had a case passed this morning, a farmer, two investment funds, one in the home house and one in the land. And the farmer was, you know, days away from losing his land. We were able to apply for a protective certificate, put forward a proposal, which ultimately was granted in court, and the farmer gets 23 years to repay his debts, and repay his debts in full. And that farmer now is a different person. You know, you can hear it in his voice. And all he wants to do now is go get back into farming again, pay his debt under the new contract, and I suppose he'll certainly be able to sleep better tonight than he has in a while.
There's always this sense of failure, feeling of shamefulness at getting into this situation. How can we all, or how can farmers and anybody that finds themselves facing this problem, how can they actually get over that issue of what will the neighbours think?
It's difficult for people to admit they're in debt. It's difficult for people, particularly farmers. You know, when I look at my own family, you know, I could just imagine how difficult it would be for them to go and ask for help. But I suppose to be blunt about it, Damien, is there is help. There is an option. And by burying the head, the situation will not go away. And unfortunately, in the current climate, with these vulture funds in the marketplace, time is not something that farmers have. And it's great to be on a show like this to highlight, to create awareness that there is a solution. It mightn't solve every situation, but it will solve a lot of situations. And, you know, the worst thing that can happen in my mind is that a farmer or anyone loses an asset and then finds out after that that potentially they could have done something about it. And I think it's just another point to maybe raise is 9 out of 10, maybe 8, 9 out of 10 farmers that I see, it isn't about writing off debt or writing down debt. It's simply getting time to pay the debt. And that's, in my experience, really what farmers want, is just time to pay the debt. So what I would say is, always ask for advice, speak to a personal insolvency practitioner, review your options and take it from there.
That's advice there from Gary Digney of PKF FPM Accountants, who gave a recent webinar to ICMSA members. And the Insolvency Service of Ireland, it lists all of the personal insolvency practitioners in the country, including Gary. And it's on their register. You'll find all the names there. isi.gov.ie. isi.gov.ie. You're listening to Countrywide here on Radio 1.